live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Friday, May 17th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. For no reason that anyone can ascertain, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has jumped into the race for president, bringing the official number of Democrats in the race to 23 and the unofficial number to 1,036. And for the life of me, I don't know why he's in the race. Two, Alabama has nearly outlawed abortion. Missouri is close to doing the same. And Louisiana, a Democrat governor, may sign a very similar measure in the days to come. And number one, the president has unveiled a sweeping proposal to overhaul immigration into the United States. And much of it would rely on a merit-based system and will eliminate the visa lottery and all the chain migration with families. And exactly what I told you would happen is happening, and that is Democrats on the other side saying this is a racist approach, this is a bigoted approach, this is a bad plan for America. And what the president is saying is we need people to come to America because they're going to continue to come. We need people that will come here and contribute from day one. Nothing wrong with that in my estimation. Right now, only about 12% of immigrants are admitted based on employment and skills. 66% are based on family connections. So we have all of this chain migration. If mom and dad end up in the United States, all of their kids can end up here, whether the kids have any skills, anything to offer, or nothing at all. What the president is saying is let's change that percentage and make it more based upon you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an architect, you're a laborer, you have a good background, a good work ethic. These are the things that he says should be the most important. And the president stood in the Rose Garden yesterday laying out this plan. Now, right now, it doesn't have a lot of opportunity to move forward, but it should. It really should. Having a merit-based system makes perfect sense. Let's start with bite number one from the president in the Rose Garden yesterday. Bite number one. Go.
A topic of less discussion in national media, but of vital importance to our country, is our legal immigration system itself. Our plan includes a sweeping modernization of our dysfunctional legal immigration process. It is totally dysfunctional. The system will finally be fair, transparent, and promote equality and opportunity for all.
Now, the president's plan comes at a time when we look to the southern border and we see literally thousands coming across the border illegally daily. 100,000 were apprehended in April. Those are just the folks that were caught coming across the border illegally, and that was just in April. We're talking about more than a million people a year coming here illegally that we have no place to put them. And because of so many different laws and conflicting jurisdictions, many are left in the country with no expectation of leaving. They don't show up for their court dates. They don't end up leaving the country. They end up staying here, and it creates a problem for the infrastructure of small towns, communities, counties, states, and, of course, the federal government. So the president also set his sights on the asylum seekers, because what happens is people show up at the border and they say, we're seeking asylum. We want to be here because we're fleeing oppression in El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala or wherever they're coming from. And it's being abused. In fact, a recent study found that less than 1 in 100 of those that claim asylum is necessary for them, less than 1 in 100 does it actually bear out to be the truth. Bite number two from the president talking about the asylum program and how it must change. Bite two. Go.
We must also restore the integrity of our broken asylum system. Our nation has a proud history of affording protection to those fleeing government persecutions. Unfortunately, legitimate asylum seekers are being displaced by those lodging frivolous claims. These are frivolous claims to gain admission into our country. Asylum abuse also strains our public school systems, our hospitals and local shelters, using funds that we should and that have to go to elderly veterans, at-risk youth, Americans in poverty, and those in genuine need of protection. We're using the funds that should be going to them, and that shouldn't happen, and it's not going to happen in a very short period of time.
So anybody, raise your hand. Tell me what part of what he just said doesn't make sense. We need to protect those that need to be protected, but we can't squander our resources on people that are gaming the system. That's the takeaway there. That's common sense. We can't squander the resources, which are finite, which are limited, on those that are coming here and saying, I need asylum, even though that's really not true. We have to make sure that we take care of those that genuinely need asylum. We need to take care of the elderly, the poor, the young that can't defend themselves. I get that. And so what the president says makes perfect sense to me. But, of course, it would give the president far too big of a win politically, so the Democrats will never let it happen. The Democrats won't make a decision here based on what's right for the country, what's right for American security, what's right, frankly, for you and for me. They won't make the decision based on that. They'll make the decision based on what's right for them as a political party and as political candidates. And that is depressing. But the president didn't stop there. In fact, he turned up the heat and turned the knife just a little bit more in the backs of the liberals who just can't get over the fact that he did win. He is president, and this is a good common sense idea. Let's go to bite number three with the president in the Rose Garden as he goes just a little bit farther. Bite number three.
And if for some reason, possibly political, we can't get the Democrats to approve this merit-based high-security plan, then we will get it approved immediately after the election when we take back the House, keep the Senate, and, of course, hold the presidency.
Yeah, they love that over on the other side of the aisle. They love to hear that he's going to take back the House, hold the Senate, and, of course, keep the White House. That's just good sport. And, yes, they did push back with nonsensical comments. In fact, Nancy Pelosi wanted to debate the term merit. Well, this means families don't have merit. No, it doesn't mean that at all, Nancy. It means that people that come here that are doctors and lawyers and construction people and have skills in the trades, those are people we in America right now. But we've got time. Let's throw Nancy in here right now. Bite number five from Nancy Pelosi, responding weakly, I think, to what the president was saying about immigration reform as we go forward. Bite five.
But I want to just say something about the word that they use, merit. It is really a condescending word. Are they saying family is without merit? Are they saying most of the people who have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree? Certainly, we want to attract the best in our to our country, and that includes many people from many parts of society. So we'll see what values are reflected there. We've only heard titles like merit, which is non-merit. It means merit in the eyes of Donald Trump.
What I would say is that that response lacked merit. That's what I would say. I mean, really, these are the word games we play, word sausage. What nonsense. She plays with the word merit because she can't actually address the word immigration or illegal alien or national security. Maybe these are terms we could talk about. Nancy, well, give me a call after the show. We'll get together on that and figure that out because it is a merit-based system, making sure that the best people available come to America and contribute to building America and continuing to be a great nation. It has nothing to do with families or anything else, but she knows that, of course. And that's the kind of nonsense you deal with. Now, when we come up after the break, we've got some breaking news for you, brand new news, new today about why we need a merit-based system, why we need to seal the southern border. A serial killer in Texas is here illegally, murdering seniors. We'll talk about it after the break right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
When it comes to running a small business, running is the operative word. You want your business running smoothly, running efficiently, basically running itself. And no one helps your business and your tech run better than Staples. Need a new laptop or desktop? Have outdated software? Run to Staples for the latest and greatest. Need help with data transfer or virus detection? Run right to Staples Tech Services counter. Because at Staples, that's our mission, keeping your business running. Hardware, software, accessories. Run to your local Staples now for all your tech needs.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.